And now we're coming to the highlight of our event. We have the great opportunity to recognize Emanuele Grimaldi, and I will shortly ask Ms. Melina Travlou to come to the podium to introduce him. All I would like to say is that Emanuele combines, he leads by example, and he combines the, two very important elements. On one hand, being a very important industry leader, a very important ship owner, and then on the other hand, having a very significant institutional capacity, being the chairman of YCS. So combining those two, he can really, and he has already, effected transformation in the industry, pushing through a lot of innovative ideas, but above all, leading by example, by practicing this and implementing all his ideas and initiatives himself in his own, I wouldn't say empire, in his own group. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to pay our respects to you and for being with us today. And if I may kindly ask Ms. Melina Travlou, the president of the Greek Shipowners Union and the chairperson of the Neptune group of companies. Thank you.
Good morning. May I ask Nikos Tsakos before I start? He wants to say a few words to Manuel, because I understand that last week one of your ships saved one of the member of their group having been in the sea for 36 hours.
Nikos. Thank you. Melina. Yes, we sent you the letter and we have a very happy back with his family after 36, and your good vessel, the Roro Florencia, picked him up outside of Bari. He's very, very happy back with the family, and it's thanks to you and your seafarers that follow the right mentality to bring now for human life at sea. Thank you very much.
Bye. He certainly was a very lucky man. Well, what a great introduction. So, ladies and gentlemen, excellence and sustainability, the key topics of today's forum. It is a great pleasure for me to be here, honoring an exceptional leader who embodies the spirit of these great values. My dear Manuel, it is my privilege as your colleague and a friend, to present you with this award for your inspiring commitment to best sustainable practices. Manuel is a visionary businessman, a true entrepreneur. Loyal to his family legacy, he has managed to lead the company to become an international brand name, a pioneer, not only capitalizing on business opportunities, but creating opportunities for his business. His professional ethos is remarkable. His record in dedicating time and energy to serve the public affairs of our sector is impressive. Manuel is an example of a great volunteer for all of us. He has left his mark on all national and international shipping associations he has led or participated for more than three decades now. Today, his leadership of ICS set a safe course for our industry through these challenging times, and we are grateful. Manuel, you have proven your commitment to adding sustainable value to every initiative of your business. You consistently pursue shipping policies at European and global level, encompassing environmental, social, and economic sustainability. With your hands-on approach and your influential presence, you always promote realistic solutions which support the common good of our industry. Sustainability is embedded in all your choices and actions. You are so worthy of the 2024th Maritime Sustainability Award. Emanuel, congratulations. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel very emotional today. Let me start thanking Capital Link for honoring me with the Maritime Sustainability Award and Melina for your very, very kind words and introductory remarks. It is truly a big honor to be recognized with this award. As a shipowner, I strongly believe on sustainable operation. It makes, after all, also a lot of good business sense. Best practices are not only vital for safe shipping, but also push us to operate more sustainably, reducing carbon emission, decarbonization, energy efficient shipping design, optimizing shipping routes, are just few of the sustainable practices that almost all of us are following. This year at Grimaldi Group, we have taken delivery of 5 of our G5 class RoRo multipurpose vessels that have been built with numerous cutting-edge technological solutions aimed at increasing energy efficiency and reducing the environmental impact. I will continue to focus as Grimaldi Group and the International Chamber of Shipping on energy to help build a brighter future for our industry in the world. My friend and predecessor at the International Chamber of Shipping, Esben Paulsson, was at the forefront of driving this forward at ICS, and I hope to continue his legacy supporting the members of the organization and the industry to navigate uncharted waters, and I thank you all very much. Kalispera, good afternoon, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is wonderful to be back in Greece and to be speaking to you today. Greece has a special place in my heart, and not just because of the good weather, the great friends that I have here, but also because of the fundamental contribution to the global shipping. As the largest shipowning nation, it is well known, particularly to the audience here today, the vital role that Greece plays in the global trade. But we are at a critical time in shipping. Global trade is under threat, and so it's our industry. Geopolitical tension have put at the very heart of our industry our seafarers at risk, and the act of aggression against them are definitely deplorable. Our seafarer lives are under threat on a daily basis for simply doing their own jobs. Sadly, the situation in the Red Sea continues to be unstable, we just heard from the Admiral, and turbulent, with attacks against merchant ships happening regularly. This is unacceptable. There has been a tragic loss of life following the attack against the True Confidence and the motor vessel Tutor, as well as members of the crew of the Galaxy Leader still being held captive. This is now over 10 months since they were taken first, more than 300 days and counting. Let us take a moment to properly recognize what a significant amount of time that is, 300 days. One day too many, and we must ensure that they are not forgotten. Geopolitical tension is not the only thing that is keeping us at night, though certainly one that it is on top of our list. The rising tide of protectionism is also creating more complexity for our industry and cost for our customers. The last thing we need at this time is a trade war, but protectionism is on the rise. As I said before, nothing is more contagious than protectionism. A recent report from the International Chamber of Shipping, the 2024 ICS Barometer Report, which surveyed the risk and confidence among maritime leaders, highlighted protectionism as one of the biggest concerns for maritime leaders across the world. When an industry such as ours which move more than 90% of the global trade, is forced to move at a slower pace of trade, and it's impacted in some way, the ripple effect is substantial, and its effect or ability to transport goods. It is disheartening to see decades of progress towards open market reversing in the recent years. We collectively need to take a proactive approach to tackle this move towards increasing protectionism. It comes as no surprise that countries at all levels of economic development would be better off if a modest reduction were made to the existing barriers. In 2001, the study by ICS was clearly shown that a lower level of trade restrictive measure affecting maritime transport could increase the economic GDP of over 3-4%. This is very significant. Protection is without question one of the biggest challenges that we are facing and to address. The issue, we will be convening the industry and policymakers in Hong Kong in November during the Hong Kong Maritime Week. We welcome the participation from Greece and hope you can join us. Next year, we will also be coming to Greece to continue this discussion at a high level event on the 11th of June. I encourage you to save the date in your diaries, and I hope to welcome many of you then. Shipping has reportedly proven its ability to navigate turbulent waters of change, and as an industry, I believe that only through operational excellence, which is what this forum is all about, we will have a sustainable industry for the future. Look ahead. In a few short weeks, member states will be descending to the International Maritime Organization for the Maritime Environmental Protection Committee meeting 82 to discuss how we will move forward on our green transition. Whilst we do not expect an outcome at this meeting, it is important, it will be an important step as nations look to coalesce around a fuel standard and, importantly, an economic measure. We as an industry leaders know that a fuel standard on its own is just a tax on a trade. There must be an economic measure to drive the market for new fuels. We need to push forward with purpose and pragmatic solutions in order to meet the IMO climate target for shipping of net zero by 2050. A holistic approach must be taken. We must have the low and zero carbon fuels of the future available and a competitive price. We must have the infrastructure in the port to handle these fuels, and our workforce needs to be trained to use them. All these aspects must be addressed at the same time. Ports and shipping together are going to be key players in achieving ambitious climate change target for the entire world. This is an opportunity for shipping, as our sector will play a vital role transporting at least 50% of the new green fuels for government and other sector to use, which will only be possible with ports to provide the necessary bunkering and refueling infrastructure. Today, progress in the development of new alternative fuels for shipping and other sector has been too slow. It is not just our industry that need alternative fuels. We will be competing, unfortunately, with also all the other sectors. The price of low and zero carbon emission fuels has been expensive, and their availability is extremely limited, with little or no incentive for shipowners, operators, and charterers to adopt these more expensive alternative fuels that would get us close to achieving our climate ambitions. We must focus on demand-side economics as well as enabling the supply side to meet demand efficiently and with limited red tape. Workable and practical solutions to achieve ambitions set out in the IMO greenhouse gas strategy are only way forward. This is what the industry needs. A global industry needs global solutions. And we were pleased with the support from member states during MEPC 81 for our proposal for a flat rate contribution system per ton on greenhouse gas to help to achieve net zero emission for shipping. I would like to take a moment to thank Greece maritime community for the support you have shown for the International Chamber of Shipping and our proposal on all these initiatives. Our proposed mechanism has two key purposes: to incentivize rapid production and uptake of zero greenhouse gas marine fuels and technology, and significantly to provide billions of dollars to support the transition for the developing economies. At its core, the mechanism incentivizes innovation and investment in sustainable systems, driving progress toward the IMO decarbonization goals. Our proposals are transparent, practical, and recognize that the transition to cleaner fuels and technology will require significant investment in research, development, and important infrastructure. An economic measure needs to be put in place urgently to accelerate the production and uptake of these new fuels at a speed and scale never seen before. There is no time to waste. A greenhouse gas pricing mechanism can be adopted by 2025 and enter into force probably 2027. To provide the industry with certainty and guidance needed to achieve its decarbonization goals. It is a solution that is good for shipping, for the sustainable future of our industry, and a unique opportunity to present itself to the government to support at IMO. It's the only fit for purpose proposal currently on the table, and it's just the takeoff point we need to move forward collectively. But we need to avoid focusing solely on the fuel that shipping will use to decarbonize itself, however. This is about the whole world, and it is vital we de-risk the investment needed to produce low and zero carbon emission fuels for shipping to both move and use, as well as ensuring appropriate infrastructure is available at ports. The energy maritime value chain must be aligned with all stakeholders collaborating to unlock the production, transportation and use of low carbon fuels for the world at scale. Greece is playing a leading role in this, and next week, we understand in Brazil, will be confirmed that Greece will be joining the Clean Energy Marine Hubs initiative, we just heard from Minister Stylianides, and the Clean Energy Ministerial Meeting. We are delighted to have Greece on board. The last few years have been testing for the global supply chain, to say the least, with unique challenges such as pandemic, increased protectionism, strike, global geopolitical conflict, and the impact of climate change having a significant impact. But shipping remains resilient and continues to deliver, and we collectively must ensure that this continues effectively and efficiently. We must, after all, always strive for operation excellence. Thank you for your attention.